Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Katzimatidis and Rita Cosby. Katz and Cosby on 77 WABC.
And joining us now to talk about all of this is Professor Alan Dershowitz. His new book, of course, is called War Against the Jews. Professor Dershowitz, let's get first to the protest part. You just heard from Senator Ted Cruz saying that if people are expressing sort of animosity to America, and Governor Patterson brought up an interesting point, like what are the layers of what are the actions that should precipitate it? But he says, maybe they should be deported if they're here as non-citizens. What can we do and what should we do?
Absolutely. Non-citizens don't have the same First Amendment rights as citizens do. And, a Columbia, one of the leaders of the Columbia sit-ins was saying that Jews and Zionists don't deserve to live. And he's lucky I'm not killing them. These are people who are likely to become terrorists, just like in the 1970s. I represented people on First Amendment grounds who were, advocating for the Viet Cong. Some of them became terrorists. Kathy Boudin became a terrorist and killed two police officers in Rockland County and two Brinks guards.
She
and
sure
then,
did.
What do you think happened to her after she got out of prison? She got a job teaching at Columbia, probably taught some of these students. Her son, who was born, I think, when she was in prison, became the district attorney of San Francisco, who was ultimately recalled and fired. But what do you think he's doing? He's teaching students at Berkeley. A lot of these terrorists, people who were part of the Weather Underground, who turned from advocates of violence into practitioners of terrorism, were absolutely praised by the media. They were praised in books, in movies. One of them was a close friend of President Obama, Ayers and his wife. These were people who, many of them, crossed the line from advocacy to actual terrorism. And I guarantee you that among the people at Columbia University, there are going to be some people who will become terrorists. When Hamas comes to America, and they will, they will try to recruit some of these people. Just tell us about a synagogue in your neighborhood. Tell us where you can get some bomb equipment. They will join, and some of them will plant bombs. I know. I represented a person who changed from that and became a bomb planter. And it was terrible, terrible. When you defend the First Amendment, sometimes you defend people who ultimately become terrorists, and that's a terrible thing. We have to keep the First Amendment alive and well, but once that line is crossed, we have to jump into the situation and make sure that if they're not citizens, they're deported. And if they are citizens, they still have to comply with the law. And there's a line that you can cross and become a criminal.
So who steps in? It's an interesting point that you just brought up, Professor Dershowitz. Who steps in? Is it the government, federal government, the state? Who needs to step in? Because both, it is getting out of line.
Both have jurisdiction. If it's terrorism, the federal government has jurisdiction. If it's an ordinary crime, the state has jurisdiction. And there are many things that can be done. Short of prosecution and imprisonment, there can be surveillance. There can be putting them on a no-fly list. There are things that can be done within the law, and they can be expelled from private universities. Obviously, the student who said that he didn't think that Zionists and Jews had a right to live and that they should die does not belong to Columbia University. Sorry. Even if he has a free speech right, he doesn't have a free speech right to be a student at Columbia. And Oliver Wendell Holmes once said that about police officers. They have a right to speak, but if they say certain things, they have no right to be police officers. I think the same thing is true of teachers. I mean, we have Professor Joseph Mossad, an intellectual third-rate thug, who, after October 7th, praised Hamas for doing what it's doing. He's a professor at Columbia. I opposed his tenure before he got tenure because he was discriminating against Jewish students in the classroom and calling on them and not letting them speak unless they admitted that Israel was committing war crimes.
Alan, why did it take them 7 months to get rid of him?
They haven't gotten rid of him yet.
Yeah, he's still there. He's still there.
He's still there. I wish they had gotten
rid of him. My understanding is they're getting rid of him.
Joseph Mossad?
Yeah.
Boy, that would be good news, but I haven't heard that. If you can confirm that, that's fantastic.
I'll work on it.
I helped to get rid of Norman Finkelstein from DePaul University. They made the decision not to give him tenure, but I gave them all the information about what a horrible scholar he was and what a liar he was.
Absolutely.
And they ultimately didn't give him tenure and fired him. And so, you know, the First Amendment is a two-way street. It's a marketplace of ideas, not just a one aspect. It's not free speech for me, but not for thee. We have the right of free speech, and that right includes calling for discipline against people who have gone too far.
Judge Weinberg?
Alan, one of my heroes, Justice Robert Jackson, the Supreme Court, famously said, the United States Constitution is not a suicide pact, and people forget that. And for example, when you pick up the newspapers and you find out that the Rockefeller Foundation and the Soros organizations and foundations are funding these people, and foreign money is funding these people.
What do we have to do?
Rockefeller Foundation.
David Rockefeller must be turning in his grave.
One of the Rockefellers, David Rockefeller the fourth. So what do we do to curb that? Because they're giving the resources and the money for these pre-organized demonstrations that are turning violent and intimidating and denying other people their civil rights.
There have to be congressional hearings as to the source of funding of all of these things. Also, the source of funding of Middle East studies departments, like the one Joseph Mossad is in. They're being funded, many of them, by Qatar and by other Arab and Muslim countries. And they are the ones who support DEI, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is a hotbed of anti-Semitism. And they also support these ethnic identity politics departments that are a source of anti-Semitism. Look, the rot at major American universities goes far deeper. The anti-Israel attitudes are only the most current symptom of a long-term problem that is destroying American universities.
Yeah, and Professor Dershowitz, so I want to switch gears and ask you about Trump, because, boy, it was another hot day in court today. His assistant, Rona Graff, was there. Also, Pecker was up there. So far, I haven't heard anything that constitutes a crime. David Pecker even said, look, Trump sold magazines, so that's why we did positive stories about him.
There is no crime.
Yeah,
there
where do you see it going?
There is no crime. And the Supreme Court decision that Arthur Idella helped bring about yesterday in the Weinstein case, you may love it, you may hate the decision, but it has very strong implications for the Trump case, because basically what the court said, and I was a consultant on the Weinstein case, I helped with the brief and I helped with the oral argument in that case that won yesterday. In that case, the court said, be very careful about admitting evidence that does not directly relate to the crime. And we're seeing that happening in the Trump case in New York. And I suspect the Trump case is already, they've committed reversible error by putting Pecker on when there's no crime.
Professor, how far away are we from the Supreme Court saying something?
Well, they'll say something, and they'll say something in the immunity case that was argued yesterday, and they'll say something in some of these other cases. And I think it's about time that they do let it be known that this is Get Trump. You know, I wrote a book called Get Trump. I didn't make up that term.
It's intentional.
James, that's Bragg. It's very deliberate. They have a goal of influencing the election.
Yes, influencing a presidential election, which somebody has to speak up, and the only people we have left to speak up is the Supreme Court.
Yep, let's do it. Let's get it to the Supreme Court. I agree with you. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good. Take care.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.